Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Yud Tet Amud Bet. That's 19b, and we are on the last skinny line, about halfway down. Last word on the line. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are discussing Shiva, which is the 7-day period of mourning, and Shloshim, which is the 30-day period of the mourning. The first 7 days of the 30 are the Shiva, and then there are 23 or 22 additional days that make up the Shloshim. So the Gemara now asks, Shloshim Yom Minalan, what is the source? So 30 days that are Shloshim, that's the period of mourning, Minalan, from where? What is the source for it? So the source is a bit of a complicated one. Yalif Pera Pera Minazir. We derive the usage of the word Pera, which is used in one context related to mourning, and a second version of the word Pera, so there is a hekesh between the two words of Pera, that's used in the case of Nazir. So it gives the Gemara explains where each one comes from. Ketiv Hacha, it's written here in Vayikra chapter 10, which is after the death of Nadav and Avihu, and Aaron tells his sons that they may not mourn. So what are they not allowed to do in their mourning? Rashechem al tifrau. So he says, your heads do not do pera to. So what we understand pera there is, do not let them grow long. Now, the word pera probably is related to the word parua, which means to be in disarray. Something grows out and it's sort of shaggy or messy. So he says, don't let your hair grow to be shaggy, which is what a mourner would do. A mourner would stop cutting their hair. Instead, they have to cut their hair. So it says, don't let your hair grow out. So one of the things that we see from here for a mourner is that you can't let your hair grow long. Uchtiv hatam, and it's written there related to a nazir, gadel pera sa'ar rosho. Let the hair of his head grow pera, let it grow long. So we see that both a mourner and a nazir have a responsibility to let their hair grow out so that it becomes somewhat disheveled. So since both the word pera is used in both contexts, we create, so to speak, a channel between them where we can learn a halacha from one to the other. So the Gemara says, ma lahalan, just like there, and here it means in nazir, shloshim, the amount of time the nazir has to let his hair grow is 30 days, afkan, so to here, related to the mourner, shloshim, he has to let his hair grow for 30 days as well. But the Gemara asks, "V'hata minalan?" But there, related to the nazir, what's the source that a nazir has to grow his hair for 30 days? It does not say it explicitly in the pasuk. It uses the word pera, but how do you know what the word pera means? So the answer is, "Amar Rav Matna." Rav Matna says, "Stam nazirut shloshim yom." General nazirut is 30 days. That is, if a nazir takes upon himself a vow of Nazirehood, and he does not specify a term, the default position is 30 days. A person can specify a shorter or a longer period of time than that, but the default is Shloshim Yom, my time. And what's the reason that that's the default? Amar Kra, because the Torah says, Kadosh Yihyeh, the Nazir shall be Kadosh. The word Yihyeh, Begematria, and this is the second time in our tractate, I believe, that we are deriving a halacha from Gematria. So Yihyeh Begematria, Tlatin Havu, is 30. So let's just do the math. The first letter of Yihyeh is a Yud, that's 10, and a He is 5, and then another Yud He for another 10 and 5. So it's 15 and 15 is 30. So the word Yihyeh means 30, and therefore when it says Kadosh Yihyeh, we know that 30 is related to the Nazir. The only thing that this proof does not teach us is how you can relate the teaching of Yihyeh, which is the definition of pera, and then you derive from pera in a nazir to pera in a avel. But how do we know that Yihyeh and pera can be used for that derivation? Meaning we're assuming that once you derive that a nazir's pera is 30 days, I can learn it over to a mourner. However, the only source I have to learn it from nazir to mourner is the word pera, and the 30 days itself is not learned from the word pera, it's learned from the word Yihyeh. So that's a kasha. I looked around to see if I could find an answer in the Rishonim, and I did not see one, but I'm sure that someone has thought of it, or else it's not that good a question. The other thing that's worth pointing out is the assumption here is that this is the source for 30 30 days. However, there is a clear Torah source for the 30-day mourning period, even though generally it's considered to be an asmachta, but there's a pasuk in Devarim Lamed Daled, the 34th chapter of Deuteronomy, where when Moshe passes away, it says, "Vayivku bnei Yisrael et Moshe be'arvot Moab." The children of Israel cried for Moshe in the plains of Moab, shloshim yom, for 30 days. So we have a clear example there of the Jewish people mourning for Moshe for 30 days. And then it says, "Vayitemu yimei b'chi evel Moshe," and they finish the days of the crying for the mourning of Moshe. Now, you could argue that there's no tzivui there. It's not given as a mitzvah. It's just something that the Jewish people did for Moshe. On the other hand, it is after Har Sinai already, and it seems like it was their practice. So it seems like a pretty solid proof. In addition, in the Yerushalmi, they learn all of the mourning from there. The Yerushalmi says Yemei refers to Shiva, Bechi refers to Shloshim, and Evel refers to Yudbet Chodesh. So there, at least, there's a source where the Yerushalmi quotes this verse to teach us not only Shloshim, but more than Shloshim. So that is not mentioned here in our Sugya. Here it is derived in another direction, but I'm just mentioning that that there is another possible source for Shloshim Yom. Okay, we continue on. We're on the fourth line in the wide lines. Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna said, the son of Rav Yeshua said, Hakol Modin, everybody agrees, Kishachal Shlishi Shelo, when the third day of his Shiva falls out, Lihiyot Erev HaRegel, on the evening of the festival, She'asur Bar Chitza Ad HaErev, that he is forbidden to bathe until the evening. So ordinarily, if we were following Abba Shaul, we would say that Mixas Hayom Kukulo, and you would think that he ought to be able to bathe already in the morning because he's keeping his third day as the last day of his Shiva. What we're saying is that Abba Shaul even would agree in this case that when the Shiva is truncated by a festival, that you have to wait until the last minute to bathe yourself. Now, when it says Ada Erev, it probably is not exactly true. It doesn't mean until Shkia. You can already probably from, let's say, Plag Mincha, which is one possible definition of the end of the day, but already in the last couple hours of the day, one can get ready for the festival by bathing, but you have to wait for the whole day. So in this example, we don't follow Abba Shaul's rule of Mixas Hayom Kukulo. And even though the example given here is that it's the third day, it seems likely that it would apply in any situation, meaning if it was the fifth or sixth or fourth day of Shiva, the same rule would seem to apply. Amar Rav Nechemia Breidi Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Nechemia said, the son of Rabbi Yoshua said, Ashkachatin ulurav papi ulurav papa, I once found Rav Papi and Rav Papa, Diyatvi, that were sitting, the Ka'amri, and they said, Halacha Krav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, that the Halacha is like Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, that you have to wait until the end of the day in order to bathe. Ika Da'amri, there are those who say it in a slightly different way, Amar Rav Nechemia Breid Rav Yosef, Ashkachatinu L'Rav Papi L'Rav Papa, U'L'Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. So he tells it slightly differently in the name of Rav Nechemia, the son of Rav Yosef, that he found not only Rav Papi and Rav Papa, but also Rav Huna, Diyatve, that they were sitting, the Ka'amri, and they said, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, She'imchal Shlishi Shelo Lihiyot Erev HaRegel, that if his third day of Shiva falls out on Erev Chag, on the day before the festival, She'asur Bar Chitza'ada Erev, that you are not permitted to bathe until the evening, or as we said, immediately before the evening. Okay. Ba'amine Abaye may, our Gemara say may Rava, but the footnote says may Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba, Kavru Baregel, or Kvaro Baregel, if his relative was buried on the festival, on Chol HaMoed, and the Shiva doesn't begin until the burial, that's when it starts, Regel Olelo Leminyan Shloshim? O ein regel o lelo leminyan shloshim. Do the days of the festival count as part of his 30 days or not? So the clock for Shiva and for Shloshim, for 7 days and for 30 days, begins from the time of the burial. If that happens during the festival, do the additional days of the festival count for his 30 days? Now, the Gemara did not ask about Shiva because it seems clear that Shiva doesn't count on those days. You wait until after the festival, and then you begin to count Shiva from that point. How it, what would be interesting, the theory here would be that it's possible, ordinarily, let's put it this way, ordinarily Shiva is the first 7 days of Shloshim. It's possible that in this case, Shiva would not be the first 7 days. You would already have had, let's say, 4 or 5 days of Shloshim, and then you would start the Shiva, but it would already be day six of the Shloshim. That's the Hava Amina of this question. In addition, we're not only talking about counting days, but we're talking about observing it. Is there some way in which you observe the strictures of Shloshim during the festival? For instance, you're not going to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed or the last days of Yontif. Can we count that, even though you're doing it for, because you wouldn't be able to do it anyway because of the holiday, but can you count that as an observance of mourning that counts as part of your 30 days? So then the Gemara explains, I jumped the gun, Laminyan Shiva lo kami ba'ali. The count of the Shiva was not my question. That was not what I need an answer to. The lo nahaga mitzvah Shiva baregel, because you cannot observe the morning restrictions, the mitzvah of Shiva on the festival. You're not allowed to do those things. It's a festival, so you can't mourn on it. Kikami Bayali, what is interesting me is Leminyan Shloshim, is the 30 day. Tikanaga mitzvah Shloshim Baregel, because one can observe the mitzvah of Shloshim in the regel. In other words, you don't shave or take a haircut, and that is tantamount to following the rules of Shloshim. My, so what is the case in this situation? Amar le, so Rabba responded to him, Eino ole, no, it does not count. If the person dies on the festival, you don't begin the Shloshim count until after the festival, and you would begin the Shiva and the Shloshim at the same time. That's Rabba's answer. However, Eitve, he asked him a question on this. He attacked this, you know, this answer. And by citing a Tosefta, Hakover Edmeto Shnei Yamim Kodom Haregel. What if one buries his dead relative 2 days before the festival? Now, in our Mishnah, we said that if it was 3 days beforehand, that after 3 days, it truncates the rest of the Shiva. But if it was only 2 days, that's not enough, because there's a break between the third and the fourth day of Shiva. So what happens? Moneh chamisha yamim achar haregel. So we say, yes, in fact, you count 5 days after the regel. So what you do is the first 2 days of Shiva are before the holiday. The holiday suspends the Shiva, and then you have to complete the last 5 days of the Shiva after the holiday. We don't paskin this way. We paskin that even if you only keep 1 hour of your Shiva, the holiday truncates it completely. But that's some of the sources obviously had this possible halachic opinion that you needed 3 days in order for it to truncate, and if not, it just suspended the Shiva, but it didn't truncate it. However, that's not the part that's the question here. The part of it is the next part. Umalachto nasit al yedei acherim. But his malacha can be done by others. In other words, it's not a full observance. He's able to do some malacha. He's able to do some malacha on the holiday, but he's not able to do it by himself. He has to ask someone else to do malacha for him. So in some way, it seems like he's keeping the shloshim because he's not doing his own malacha. He's asking someone else to do it. Now, if he was truly a mourner and it was his, then he wouldn't be able to do the malacha even with others. So he's kind of in a gray area. But the fact of the matter is that he doesn't do his own malacha. He has to ask others to do it. Va'avadav u'shviv chotav, his servants and his maidservants, osim bitzina betoch beto, they do anything that they have to do privately, covertly, inside of his house. Ve'ein rabim mitaskim imo, and people don't come to visit him to pay Shiva calls on the holiday. Sorry, the Ein Rabbi Mitaskim Bo, people don't come to pay him Shiva calls after the holiday, meaning on the last 5 days of the Shiva after the holiday, they don't come pay Shiva calls because it's already, let's say, 2 weeks after his loved one has passed away. Ordinarily, it's just the first 7 days they come to visit him, so he kept 2 days before the Yontif. After the Yontif, when he makes up those last 5 days, you don't do a typical Shiva house. That's what we're saying. Top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Shekvar Nit Asku Bo Baregel, because they already, continue to comfort him, if not officially, they comforted him during the holiday. Klalo Shel Davar, the basic principle is this, Kol Shehu Mishum Avel, anything which is because of the mourner itself, Regel Mafsiko, the holiday truncates it. There's no We don't deal with the mourner himself, and the mourner doesn't do any mourning observances on the holiday. However, the kol shehum mishum iskei rabim, but if it has to do with what the comforters are supposed to do, like how the other people relate to the mourner, ein regel mafsiko, then the holiday does not truncate it. A person can still continue to comfort a mourner, so to speak, even on the holiday, and they can take care of his needs even on the holiday, because that's related to them and not to the mourner himself. We'll stop there at the end of the third line on the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, and we'll continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.